FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. 2 weeks after a Hamas terrorist attack led to a massive Israeli air assault,
a second aid convoy rolled into Gaza from Egypt, carrying desperately needed food, water, and medicine. Gaza's overwhelmed hospitals are not only operating without power, but adequate equipment and supplies.
Correspondent Charlie Daggett in Tel Aviv. Worried about this war spreading, the State Department urges Americans in Lebanon thinking of leaving to leave now. Other fallout from the Mideast war here, concern about potential terrorism. FBI Director Christopher Wray on CBS's 60 Minutes.
We have seen an increase in reported threats, but vigilance is heightened right now just because of the fluid and volatile environment in the Middle East and the ways in which that could spin out in the U.S.
Without a Speaker of the House for more than 2 weeks now, Republican members returned to Washington to start looking for another nominee after Ohio's Jim Jordan failed to get the 217 floor votes he needed last week. Without a Speaker, nothing is happening in Congress, even as President Biden pushes for more aid to two U.S. allies at war.
A handful of hardline conservatives say more aid to Ukraine is a non-starter. But funding to help Israel's war with Hamas has wide bipartisan support. The Senate is expected to soon pass its own version of an aid package to assist both countries and supply funding to help at the U.S.'s southern border, putting more pressure on the House to act.
Correspondent Skylar Henry, another House Speaker vote is now expected Tuesday. On the labor front, no movement in the auto workers' strike and
actors remain on the picket lines as the longest strike in their union's history drags on.
Some people have fallen into depression. It's rough.
The talks broke down after studios claimed the union's demands, including a fee of 75 cents a year for every streaming subscriber, were too expensive.
Correspondent Danya Backus in L.A. With the nation's central bank still hiking interest rates to slow inflation, those higher credit costs now across the board are hitting all of us. Mortgage rates are topping 8% and retail credit cards, store-specific or general, also skyrocketing.
We found that the average retail credit card APR has hit a record high of 28.93%. That's really a staggeringly high rate, although it's worth noting that many retail cards actually charge over 30%.
Bankrate.com survey analyst Ted Rossman. Asian financial markets are lower, but U.S. future markets are up. Dow futures now up 35 points. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. You may be aware that online crime is a huge threat, but did you know this problem could be a great career opportunity for you? Cybersecurity experts are in high demand and well paid. You can position yourself for this specialty in months, not years, at My Computer Career, even with no prior IT experience. Learn how you can train for this rewarding career at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I joined the Navy to serve my country as a Navy SEAL. While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed, Paralyzed Veterans of America was by my side from that moment on.
Since 1946, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to our wounded veterans. We will never leave a fallen comrade behind.
Thanks to PVA, paralyzed veterans are getting specialized medical care and treatments. The benefits they've earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Our veterans fought for us. Let's fight for them.
To learn more, go to PVA.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast overnight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows around 31. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 55. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow night. Lows around 48. Mainly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently it's 35.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Dom's favorite day of the week, Friday.
Friday.
Woo, woo. The happier happy hour. That's our happiest hour of the week. So welcome to it. Have a little fun with us. Join us. We air the grievances on Friday. Yours. Yours could be next. I've got a few, Dom. Cheese Bros. Guilty. But only a $5,000 fine, a slap on the wrist. And I know we are protecting the evidentiary stuff for the DA in Fulton County, Fonnie Willis. I know why. But I want it now, Danny. I want the trial. I want the evidence laid out for the public. Me and Andrew from Verona, we're adamant about this. Also, Dominic, Trump was gagged today. But what's that mean? A $5,000 fine? That's like a Cheese Bro size fine, man. That is insignificance. This guy's supposed to be a multi-billionaire or whatever. What's a $5,000 fine supposed to do?
It's a $5,000 fine, man. It's still a lot of money for most people.
Judicially and symbolic, Dom?
It is absolutely symbolic because he shouldn't be doing the things that he's doing. And my understanding, the judge told Trump and his attorneys that it could get worse if he continues to do things like this. I think, what's he supposed to do? Bring a $50,000 fine or a $500,000 fine? I mean, that's no one ever does anything like that. No one's getting a $500,000 fine for, violating a gag order from a judge. So
how about you threaten to throw his ass in jail?
I think as if it continues, that was, I believe that was expressed by the judge. But for, Trump not taking down one of the, post somewhere was missed or purposefully let up, doesn't really matter. They found it. It was reported to the judge. The judge find him. Trump and his team took it down. End of that particular story. Is it gonna make him worry about paying the cable bill? No, probably not. But it has to be reasonable and customary. And a $50,000 or $500,000 fine is not going to be reasonable or customary.
Well, and here's the other big story of the 2 weeks now. Once, twice, three times, loser. Jim Jordan has now withdrawn his candidacy. Nobody was really taking him up on this offer anyways, Don. Right. But after three votes, each time losing more of his caucus, first it was 20, then it was 21. Today, third time, the charm, he lost 25 of his own caucus. They went behind closed doors, and he does not have the faith or confidence.
Behind closed doors, of the Republicans voted 112 to 86 to make him remove his name for consideration for Speaker of the House.
Don't they call that 86 in a guy?
His candidacy has been 86, Gertie.
So who's next? Because it's
this guy from Michigan, or I mean, who is next? Who's gonna get the votes if these guys didn't?
How about Pete Sessions from Texas? He's announced his speakership candidacy, Dom. He's in it to win it as well. At least I've heard of him. Looks a lot like Jeff Sessions.
I think if the Republicans are serious, they need to engage the Democrats. There's a speaker pro tem in there right now. We heard former Speaker McCarthy talk about when he put the current speaker, McHenry, I believe his name, on the list to take over if something were to happen to McCarthy. He expected that he would be able to run the floor, that he wouldn't be limited in his duties. I think my impression from Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats is, he'd be fine in that position as it stands. Now, my understanding, the hardcore Republicans, they don't want McHenry there. They want something different. So, McHenry could be the guy if they can cut a deal, but then you got to talk to and work with and govern with the Democrats and, the blow it up caucus, the hateful eight. They want no part of that. But perhaps if they can't, if they go through another round of this, first it was, McCarthy, he got axed by Gates and the other seven. Then it was Scalise, a couple of days, he's out. Jordan made a run at it three times, he's out. Sooner or later, you're going to run out of people to step up to that position, especially if they continue to get less and less votes from the caucus. There's a bunch of Democrats sitting over there. All you need are five to vote for Hakeem. I'm just saying, man. But even if that's not the case, and I understand practically it's probably not going to happen, there's still something that could be done to empower the pro tem speaker to at least get the government running just in time to shut it all down,
Dominic, if the Republicans aren't going to move on, I don't want to either. Let's enjoy this. Let's relish the three-time loser. That is Jim Jordan. I got a little piece over at the Post. The simple reason that Jim Jordan's speaker bid was in deep trouble. Philip Pump, here's a little of this piece, Dom. There are two categories of Americans who do not understand that Rep. Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, bid to be Speaker of the House is doomed. One category is people who are not paying any attention to the dysfunction in Congress, group to whom we must all grant some grudging admiration. The other category is Rep. Jim Jordan of Ohio. Jim Jordan was rejected in his bid for the speakership Tuesday. He was rejected by a wider margin Wednesday. He was rejected by a wider margin still Friday. And the response from his team in the immediate aftermath of that third failure, onward to the fourth.
Dom, Damn the torpedoes.
This is not simply willful blindness. Though it does seem as though Jordan's plan at the moment is simply to keep holding votes for himself until his caucus just gets tired of it and says, fine, but if that's the plan, and who really knows, the decline in support that Jordan has suffered over the course of the week has a very specific trend that should make it obvious that it won't work. And since Jordan started pushing for the position, we've presented the votes in the context of House Republican caucus ideology from least to most conservative, according to vote view analysis, and how each member's district voted in 2020, blah, 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 blah. And from that, we can depict the 25 votes in opposition to Jordan in the third vote. They're shown in purple. Well, there's a lot of people out there, Republicans, who oppose Jordan. And what do you know, Dom? Many of them are from districts that Joe Biden won by sometimes over 20 points.
Wow.
It's like they don't want to get on the MAGA bandwagon, Dom. Right. Dom, here's, again, I'm using a visual on the radio that always works so well. You can see the obvious pattern, writes Bump. The anti-Jordan dots sit closer to the less extreme, less pro-Trump end of the spectrum. The opposite end of the spectrum from Jordan himself, in fact. So it's the moderates that are holding out on Jim Jordan, just so we're clear. Blah, 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 blah. I just like to rub it in. I just like to rub it in. You're three times a loser, Jim Jordan. Three times a loser. I mean,
we do it.
Enough said, as far as I'm concerned.
We do have some sound. Let's get to it. We have some sound pre-vote, and then we have some sound post-vote. Nate, we're going to need your help on this. Thank you for doing all the hard work today, my friend. Let's hear. Here is Jim Jordan before the third lost vote. The fastest way to get the House open. Here's Jim, cut one.
The fastest way to get to work for the American people is to elect a speaker so the House can be open and we can get things done.
Yeah, it's also the best thing, too. Didn't we hear a Republican say that yesterday? Let's, you know, words of wisdom just oozing out of this Republican caucus. Let's play cut two. Who's the best candidate?
I got 200 votes, the speaker designee from my colleagues. The sooner we can get this accomplished, the better for the American people who expect us to work for them and for our friends and allies like the great state of Israel.
Yeah, well, you know, here's news.
It's all about the Jews.
You didn't get it. More from Jordan before the vote today. Cut three.
Picked up a few. We lost a few. I think the ones we lost can come back. So, look, there's been multiple rounds of votes for speaker before.
15 for McCarthy, right?
So we got.
I'm not up to 15
go.
Yet.
Right. What's the problem? One more from Jordan pre-vote today. Cut four, please, Nate.
We need to do what we said we were going to do. We need to do what we told them we were going to do when they elected us and put us in office. And frankly, we can't do that if the House isn't open. And if we can't open the House until we get a speaker.
You know, and I get your point. You know, your constituents, you know, the 700 some thousand people, whatever the number is that each congressional district holds, they sent you to do a job. Here's the problem. You know, a lot of other people send other people to do a different job. And then you and your job have to work with people to do a different job, right? And those folks, the Democrats, they are united behind Akeem Jeffries. If you guys want to play ball and do some governance, I bet you could probably pull a few off and get them to help you. But you can't do that because your crazy-ass caucus doesn't want anyone working with Democrats. So this is all on you. Also, pre-vote, McCarthy, let's hear what he had to say. Cut number five.
Being speaker is not an easy job, especially in this conference.
Oh, you made it look easy.
But I've seen Jim spend his entire career fighting for freedom.
Freedom!
No matter what, no matter the odds, and I know he is ready for the job.
I disagree.
Apparently, other folks did not agree with former Speaker McCarthy, now endorsing Jordan today. Here, cut number six, please. More McCarthy.
As the leader of the Judiciary Committee, Jim has passed more bills through the House in just 3 years than the entire Democrat leadership team that has their collective 28 years in Congress.
Do you think McCarthy...
That is totally wrong, but go ahead.
Do you think McCarthy slurs judiciary to do it the way Trump said it? And you're right. Kevin McCarthy has actually passed some meaningful legislation as a congressman. So has Steve Scalise. But you know who never has?
Jordan.
Jim Jordan. Zero pieces of legislation signed into law over like a 16-year career, Dom. What would you say you do here?
Well, you throw bombs. You hold press conferences. You pick fights. What you're not doing is governing. What you're not doing is reaching across the aisle. What you're not doing is coalescing support around you. That was the audio. That was the before the vote today. We have more audio after the vote. What did Jim Jordan have to say after he was rejected for a third time? The worst vote. What did McCarthy have to say after he endorsed Jordan? What's he have to say? Well, stick around. I'll come back. We'll hear it. 844.
Three times a loser.
8-9. We're the Devil's Advocates. Happy Friday. Come back with us.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. 60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy Friday to us all, airing the grievances. Phone lines open. We'll get there shortly at 844-967-2789. Crew, before we went to the break, we're playing some audio of McCarthy and Jim Jordan prior to the vote today. And I think we should put a little bow on it and hear what they had to say after the vote was concluded. Let's start back with Jordan, a little out of order here. Here's what Jordan had to say after losing three times a loser. Cut number 12, please.
We need to come together and figure out who our speaker is going to be. I'm going to work as hard as I can to help that individual so that we can go help the American people.
Lots of helping going on right now with these Republicans. One more from Jordan, cut 13.
I told the conference it was an honor to be their speaker designee, but I felt it was important that we all know, get an answer to the question if they wanted me to continue in that role. And so we put the question to them. They made a different decision.
Yeah, 112-86. They 86'd his candidacy, Crudy. Let's see. McCarthy, former Speaker McCarthy, also after he nominated Jordan for Speaker, so eloquent today, talking about the Democrat and necessary. Here's what he had to say after Jordan lost. Let's play cut number 9.
We are in a very bad position as a party, one that has won the majority, one that America has entrusted us with, that a simple 8 people have put us in this place.
And I would also, I mean, would those 8 people have had the opportunity to put them in this place had not McCarthy in his quest to become speaker gave all the power away to those 8 people that could call his ass to the floor anytime they wanted to? I mean, you put up the circumstances for this, Mr. McCarthy, not just those 8 folks. You laid it for them. You agreed to the terms of the deal, man. And now it's all on them. Maybe if they didn't agree to it, you wouldn't have been here, but maybe you wouldn't have been speaker either. A little more from McCarthy. Cut number 10.
The crazy 8s led by Gates, the amount of damage they have done to this party and to this country is insurmountable.
The crazy 8s led by Gates going to lead you down to hell's gate. I mean, I think I got like a song or a rap, something coming out of here. But I know McCarthy's working on it. He's probably got a meme out there already. One more from McCarthy. Cut number 11, please.
Unfortunately, Jim is no longer going to be the nominee. We'll have to go back to the drawing board.
And what does that look like? I'm really anxious to know how the Republicans are going to come out of this one. But there is a piece up the hill, Crudy. Folks are lining up, man. Now that this, you know, what, Scalise is out, McCarthy's obviously out, Jordan's out. Now it's anybody's ballgame, man. Anybody can get in.
Really? Anybody?
Anybody.
Here's one I would suggest, Tom, before you rattle off a bunch of Republicans our audience hasn't heard of, maybe Hakeem Jeffries. And I know that seems like a pipe dream, but do you know a couple of Republican members of Congress have stepped away from D.C., including Derek Van Orden from the 3rd CD? Derek Van Orden apparently took his ass to Israel overnight. And here's what's interesting, Tom. Rep Jim Jordan is planning to pummel his opponents into submission this weekend by holding multiple votes, right? Well, maybe not. The problem, however, is that many Republicans have said they're not sticking around over the weekend, which means that the GOP has to be very careful about holding speaker votes this weekend because they could up inadvertently electing Rep Hakeem Jeffries as speakers if they don't have an accurate count of which members are present and which have left. Well, that, to me, Dom, says they're not even in a position to take a vote. But a little bit more from this article at the Raw story. In fact, one Jordan ally, Rep. Derek Van Orden, is already in Israel to conduct a fact-finding mission. Which Israeli teens is he going to scream at?
He'll find some. And that's what he does.
He flatly says he sees no path for the Jordan victory. Well, he was prescient in that regard, Dom. The House has now gone more than 2 weeks without a speaker after, you know, Gates pushed McCarthy out. And Dom, I would point out, it has gotten occasionally loud here in Madison. I'm about one block from the Wisconsin State Capitol in the world headquarters of Civic Media. But here's what's going on. There is a pro-Israel concert going on the square right now. And my understanding is there's also a pro-Palestine movement marching and protesting going on the Wisconsin Square right now as well. So what could possibly go wrong?
Express your thoughts peacefully. 844-967-2789. Perhaps Dynamo Dave. Dynamo Dave from Duluth. Welcome, Dave. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dave.
Thank you for taking my call on the greatest radio show ever. Hey, three things. Now, without Speaker of the House, isn't the Speaker of the House supposed to be like the third line if we lose the President and the Vice President?
Yep.
And so aren't we in? What happens now if we have no Speaker of the House? Where does it go after that? And it goes to that guy that was Reagan's dude, remember way back when? There's two other things. I want to ask you, there's Representative Tom Emmer, who's in the district of Michelle Bachmann, if you remember that gal.
Oh, yeah.
He's the replacement. He seems a little more reasonable. But back about 3 weeks ago or whenever McCarthy lost his job, he threw his hat in the race right away. And then, I don't know, it was Newsweek or somebody reported that they rejected him outright because of the MAGA side saying, hey, you said back in the last congressional election to just drop Trump as far as any sort of thing to run on. And so they kind of blackballed him. And now apparently he's thrown his hat in the ring. I wanted to say one other thing, but I want you to get your comment on him as Speaker of the House. And then lastly, you get the saying the tail is wagging the dog. Now, the Republican Party, you got Trump, wagging the whole Republican caucus, at least the MAGAs. And he's like a wood tick that's replaced a tail on a dog, and he's wagging them.
As colorful as that is, and as much as I'd like to get more of that illustration, we got to take a brief break.
MAGA causes Lyme's disease, I think is what he said to me. Is that what he said? I think that's what he said, Dave. Watch out for those ticks.
We got our sports reporter, Mike Clemens, coming up, previewing a Badger weekend, a Packer weekend, and a Bucks preseason finale tonight on these.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on locally grown radio.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough, just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy, and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders, the skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at PeaceCorps.gov.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast overnight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows around 31. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 55. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow night. Lows around 48. Mainly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the Friday Happier Happy Hour. Dominic, I'm happy because our own sports reporter from Civic Media, Mike Clemens, is joining right now. Mike, it's a Badger weekend. It's a Packer weekend. It's the Bucks preseason finale. A lot of stuff going on this weekend, brother. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, hey, Mike.
Exciting stuff. A lot of good stuff going on this weekend. How are you guys?
I'm doing pretty good. It's Friday. Dom's already got one foot in the Northwoods. He's already at his cabin house.
Well done.
We argue. Apparently, he doesn't like my vocabularies. Yeah, I make words up mostly, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, let's talk about the Bucks, because some of our audience members may not realize we're going to go big with the Bucks. Six Civic Media markets will cover the Milwaukee Bucks 82 regular season games tonight. The last preseason game, I believe it's the Grizzlies in Milwaukee tonight. A lot of excitement about this team and the new addition. What can you tell us about the end of the preseason, Michael?
And Dave does a great job of calling the play-by-play in those, too. You know, from the game standpoint, you know, first you saw Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo playing together, getting 20 minutes in the other night, combined 30 points. But tonight it's going to be Chris Middleton coming off of the knee surgery. He had surgery on his right knee when the season was over last May, and they've been sprinkling him in. They had him some 5-on-5 in practice. So tonight, Middleton's supposed to get some minutes at home at Fiserv Forum tonight against the Grizzlies. But, I mean, Mike, weren't you kind of stunned to see Terry Stotts leaving just before the season gets started?
What's that all about?
I didn't even read beyond the headlines, Mike, because I haven't had a chance. Man, life gets busy. But tell us what's going on here.
Yeah, well, this broke, you know, yesterday about the noon hour. Like, it's like you got to start making calls to confirm. I mean, here they are getting ready for the preseason. They got their opener at home next week, Thursday night, on a lot of our stations when they host the 76ers. And it's like, well, did he get fired or what's going on? And, you know, to his credit, Adrian Griffin, the new head coach, comes out and talked to a couple reporters and said, who said, well, why did he leave? He said, you know, you probably have to talk to Terry about that. But I'd forgotten that Terry Stotts actually started his career as an assistant for the Bucks under the Senator back in the late 90s, and then later came back and became the Bucks head coach, had a few years there, got let go, and then he got the job with the Portland Trail Blazers. 11 years, nine of those out there. He was out there with Lillard, best 9 years of his career. Then, you know, they fired Terry. They're kind of in a rebuild. That's why Damian wanted to get out of there, gets traded to Milwaukee. So then we talked to Damian in person for Media Day just a couple of weeks ago. He's like, I'm excited to work with Giannis. When my agent said, you know what, it's Milwaukee, he thought, hey, you know, I've been there enough times. It's kind of like Portland. I think I'd adjust that and move the family. But then Terry Stotts is there. I'm the guy that was there for the best years, the prime of my years of my career. So looking forward to it. And so he's hired as like the top assistant. And what I've heard is there was an incident the other night when they were on the road preseason against the Thunder in Oklahoma City. Pre-game, it kind of looked like Terry was frustrated about something, maybe going at it with Griff, as they call him, the new head coach. And all that Adrian Griffin would say is, look, Terry came in, we sat down, we talked about it. I'm not going to reveal what those discussions were, but he's decided to, you know, move in another direction. And so, we wish him well.
And
kind of weird.
Mike, we've seen the Bucks make some late player moves. They've, waived three players, Amari Moore, Drew Timmy, and Jason Gortman. I'm not sure if I got all those names right. Any relationship to this incident, perhaps, with the coach?
No, I think that's just roster stuff. Because, you know, the guy they're bringing in? The big dog son.
Yeah.
Glenn Robinson III. How about that? You know, his dad, you know, Big Dog was at 94. I think he was the number one overall pick for the Bucks and had that great run, you know, all those years back then. But, yeah, this is – and he's a big guy. He's another big guy that they're bringing on. In terms of those other guys, I didn't see enough practices to, you know, quite figure out where they're fitting in. But, that's just John Horst kind of churning the bottom of the roster and picking up guys with a little bit more experience. But that's a great marketing thing, right? We got the big dog son out there too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I've seen a lot of marketing already going on in Milwaukee. The city's excited about this remade Bucks team. What are expectations and are they fair? I mean, I'm hearing championship or bust, Mike. Is that fair? You know, we're not even starting the season yet.
It certainly is. I mean, and it started with Giannis, on the down low after the season. Then he does an article with the New York Times and he says, you know, look, I love Milwaukee. We won a championship there. Very proud of that. But, you know, moving forward, I've got to be on a team that I know is all in now and not thinking about the future or something else. I need, because nobody works harder than I do. It's a great story that Pat Connaughton talked about. You know, he's trying to get us a job or maintain a job with the Bucks, and he'll go back to the gym at 7 o'clock and there's one guy in there and it's Giannis. I mean, that's how hard that guy works. So he kind of sent that signal out there, which had the Bucks sort of scrambling. I mean, they'd already re-signed Chris. They'd already re-signed Lopez, but it was a signal to the team like that's not enough. So what do? They end up getting the guy that Giannis picked first in the draft during the NBA All-Star game when he was the captain for the East. And those are the kinds of moves that Giannis is talking about and the kind of effort he wants to see from everyone in the building sending out that message. So as far as Giannis is concerned, yeah, we got cheated out last year. Sorry I got my back injury, but yeah. I could have come back. And, you know, Jrue Holiday should have been putting up more points.
Folks, you're listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. We've got our own sports reporter. He's Mike Clemens. Mike is giving us a little coverage on the Bucks, just so you know. Bucks' final preseason game tipping off on six different civic media markets, including 107.7 WRCE Richland Center, 97.5 WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1260 AM WLAK up in Embry, 1400 AM and 99.9 FM. Our flagship WRJN, 98.3 FM in Oshkosh, and also in the Northwoods, the Big Q, 98.3. Six different markets, Mike. We have made a big commitment to this Bucks team. I hope you're right, man. Championship or bust.
Hey, Mike, real quick, what's, I know we talked about it before, but what is the contract status for Giannis today?
He hasn't signed the extension yet.
Does he have it in front of him? And what is there a deadline by which you must act? What's the scenario regarding the contract negotiations?
The last I was told was they thought it was going to happen in September, and right now,